This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for December 9th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A U.S. Marines F-A-18 Hornet fighter jet has crashed in a residential neighborhood about 2 miles from Marine Corps Air Station Miramar near San Diego, California. FAA spokesman Ian Greger told the Associated Press the pilot was able to eject before the aircraft hit the ground near Interstate 805 just before noon local time yesterday. The crash sparked at least one house fire, and images from the scene showed two nearby cars burning. The Los Angeles Times reports two people on the ground were killed, with a grandmother and two small children who lived in the burning home still missing. The pilot's condition was not known by our deadline. Follow the unfolding details at aero-news.net. If you only listened to the Airline Pilots Association, you'd quickly get the impression that United Airlines CEO Glenn Tilton is a total nincompoop. But among his peers, Tilton is apparently more highly regarded. On Friday, he became the new chairman of the board of directors of the Air Transport Association, taking over from former Northwest CEO Doug Steenland. ATA President and CEO James May observed, quote, "Glenn has proven time and again his strong leadership ability during the most tumultuous of times," unquote. May says Tilton will lead ATA toward its goals in air traffic control modernization, energy, and environmental policy. ALPA will no doubt be disappointed to know that Tilton also gets to keep his day job as United CEO. You might want to think over this next story before you decide to fly in Brazil. Sao Paulo newspapers are reporting the Brazilian Air Force has finished its investigation and concluded that a Gol Airlines 737 and an Embraer Legacy 600 collided over the Amazon September 29, 2006, because the two American pilots flying the business jet inadvertently switched their transponder to standby mode. This is far from an impartial investigating body. The Brazilian Air Force administers the nation's air traffic control system and employs controllers. There apparently was no evidence to support the claim that the loss of the transponder signal was due to any action by the pilots. XL Air pilots Joseph Lepore and Jan Palladino and four controllers have all been indicted on involuntary manslaughter charges. The Associated Press reports that if they're convicted, all could face up to 3 years in prison. If you've been feeling a little like a sardine on packed airliners this holiday season, it might lead you to believe the airlines are doing pretty well. Well, they're not. The Air Transport Association is sticking by earlier predictions that the U.S. domestic airlines will combine for total losses of $4 to $6 billion in 2008. But ABC News reports the fuel price crisis that drove many carriers deep into red ink over the summer has forced them to prepare for an economic crisis now battering many other industries. Capacity and workforce cuts and a host of new a la carte fees imposed to stem losses when oil hit $147 a barrel are now keeping the companies afloat during the economic slump. And it appears much of the slump still lies ahead. ATA's John Meenan comments, quote, "We're starting to hear some reports of advanced bookings being off significantly, and that, of course, is a very ominous sign for what we could be looking at in 2009, unquote. As for the unbundling, David Field, the U.S. editor of Airline Business Magazine, jokes, quote, "Fees are like diamonds. They are forever. I don't think fees will go away," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Europe launches next-gen air traffic control ahead of the U.S. Two Swedish men survive an overnight stay on an ice floe after ditching a Skymaster. And German airline policy is frustrating accident investigators. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Craig Fuller, incoming president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Craig is involved in ongoing discussions with transportation officials in the Obama transition team, and we'll get an update. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.